Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. My name is Sonu Sood and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Vibhuti Mishra.
धन्यवाद सोनू. नमस्कार श्रोताओं, मार्केट मंच के इस कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है. आज के अंक में देश विदेश की आर्थिक गतिविधियों के साथ साथ शेयर बाजार की हलचल पर एक नजर डालेंगे और चर्चा भी इस पर करेंगे. चर्चा के लिए आज हमारे स्टूडियो में मौजूद हैं हमारे साथ आर्थिक विश्लेषक उदयन रे. उदयन जी, कार्यक्रम में आपका
वेलकम. उदयन,
धन्यवाद. थैंक यू.
और सबसे पहले अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइंस के साथ मौजूद हैं मेरी सहयोगी सोनू सूद.
थैंक यू विभूति. द हेडलाइंस: जीएसटी कलेक्शंस हिट रिकॉर्ड हाई ऑफ 2.1 लाख करोड़ रूपीज इन अप्रैल दिस ईयर. यूएस स्टॉक सेटल लोअर एज मार्केट्स वे स्ट्रांग वेज डेटा फेड मीटिंग. And oil prices fall over 1% on West Asia ceasefire hopes.
इस साल अप्रैल में जीएसटी कलेक्शन 2.10 लाख करोड़ के रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर पहुंचा. मजबूत वेतन आंकड़ों और फेड रिजर्व की अहम बैठक के बीच अमेरिकी शेयर बाजार में गिरावट और पश्चिम एशिया में युद्ध विराम की उम्मीदों के बीच तेल की कीमतों में 1% से ज्यादा गिरावट.
And now the stories in detail. The gross goods and services tax GST revenue collections for April this year have recorded the highest ever collection of 2,10,000 crore rupees. Union Finance Ministry said this represents a significant 12.4% year-on-year growth, driven by a strong increase in domestic transactions and imports. It said out of the total collection in April this year, central goods and services tax is over 43,000 crore rupees, state goods and services tax is over 53,000 crores, integrated goods and services tax is over 99,000 crores, and cess is over 13,000 crore rupees. The ministry said after accounting for refunds, the net GST revenue for April 2024 stands at 1,92,000 crore rupees, reflecting an impressive 15.5% growth compared to the same period last year. Udyan, IMF yesterday, while increasing Asia's growth forecast for 2024 from 4.2% to 4.5%, called India the world's fastest growing major economy, and they said that public investment and strong private consumption will continue to drive growth. These figures which have come out, the GST revenue collection figures, you feel it's a great start to the new financial year?
Yeah, absolutely. And Sonu, what's worth noting is that month on month, there's a steadiness and there's also steady increase also. So there are no fluctuations that we saw, say maybe 12-15 months back when we were recovering from, we were in the pandemic recovery phase still. So this is a much better place to be in, and it's reflecting some of the, lot of the growth obviously is getting reflected from the large enterprises, large and emerging enterprises which are doing well. Obviously it's also showing a certain, I'm sure at a disaggregated level, it will also show up in the services. So even the PMI data, Purchasing Managers Index data, the bounce is quite evident. So the expansionary nature of it is evident. So they're all tying in. All the pieces are falling together. So one can justify or one can explain this to a significant extent.
Absolutely. And what do you feel that services, as you said, you know, mentioned, it's a goods and services tax. Services is a very important part of our economy. In fact, if we see the figures of company registrations in financial year 2024, out of more than 1.85 lakh new companies registered, 71% were from the services sector, 6% from agriculture, and 23% from manufacturing. So you feel that both in manufacturing and in services, we have overcome the challenges which were, you know, created after the COVID crisis?
Yeah, our biggest hit was obviously services. And so now, in services, as we have discussed in the past in this program, that of course there are online sort of services where you don't have to, there's no physical contact. But a lot of the services like travel and others, they require in-person interaction. So they really got hit, the hotels and travel and all that. Now they have rebounded in a very big way. Of course, there'll be a plus minus happening here and there. But if you look at the airports in air travel, rail travel, road travel, you will see a phenomenal amount of bustle out there. So that seems to tie in well with some of the things that we are discussing here.
तो इसी तरह हम देखते हैं कि जैसे जीएसटी संग्रह जो है वो ठीक है, मुंबई आर्थिक राजधानी है, पूरे महाराष्ट्र में देखते हैं कि 37,671 करोड़ रुपए का कलेक्शन होता है। इसके मुकाबले जो बाकी राज्य हैं, इवन दिल्ली भी, वहां पे मतलब आधे से भी कम है और कई कई राज्यों में तो 3,500 करोड़ के आसपास है। तो आपको आगे क्या लगता है कि इसके कैसे क्या और बढ़ने की इसमें संभावनाएं हैं या कहां पे क्या दिख रहा है आपको?
देखिए, एक तो वो फाइनेंशियल वित्तीय राजधानी भी है, तो जितना फाइनेंशियल ट्रांजैक्शन होंगे, सर्विसेज फाइनेंस, जैसा कि हम जानते हैं कि फाइनेंस लुब्रिकेट करता है, फैसिलिटेट करता है अपने के आपके इकोनॉमिक ट्रांजैक्शंस को, जितना कुछ हो रहा है अगर फाइनेंशियल कैपिटल हो जाता है, जैसे न्यूयॉर्क में भी है, वहां पर जितने ट्रांजैक्शंस होते हैं, जितना वॉल्यूम चलता है, जितना वैल्यू चलता है, वो इतना ज्यादा है विश्व के बाकी कई देश मिला के भी नहीं कर पाते। तो उसी तरीके से मुंबई का भी वो की भूमिका है। पर जैसे जैसे आपका हमारी इकोनॉमी में स्प्रेड आएगा, फैलाव आएगा, इकोनॉमिक एक्टिविटी में फैलाव आएगा, जैसा कि हम जानते हैं कि कम से कम 5 ऐसे राज्य हैं जो $1 trillion इकोनॉमी बनने का महत्वाकांक्षा रखते हैं, एम्बिशन रखते हैं। तो जैसे जैसे आपका होगा तो शायद उन लोगों का शेयर बढ़े। ऑब्वियसली मुंबई का जो एक्चुअल वैल्यू है और वॉल्यूम है वो तो बढ़ता ही रहेगा, और जैसा कि हम जानते हैं महाराष्ट्र का उस वजह से उनका जो इकोनॉमी का साइज है वो एक सर्टेन लेवल में तो बना बरकरार रहेगा।
Then indirect taxes is a major source of revenue for the government. So this spells good tidings for the fiscal position of the government also, not only the central government, but also the state governments. When GST was started, there was a lot of talk about compensation. You feel that things will reach a state where everything is, the fiscal situation becomes healthy and self-sustaining?
Well, there are still, for some states, we won't get to the nuances of the differences, but some states still have issues, and that's no secret, and they have made it clear. And
the GST Council has always said it's a work in progress.
Yeah, absolutely, and it will always be a work in progress, because let's not forget, we are a very large country with so many states and individual requirements. So transitions do take time, and the good news is that in a democracy, you need to hear things out. You know, it's not the my way or a highway kind of a, and we have a federalism, fiscal federalism is there. So all these things will happen over a period of time. A lot of things will get sorted out, and new things will also come in. So you rightly mentioned the platform is there. It will get sorted out. But yes, the great thing, Sonu, is that the ad hocism of having different taxes, different rates, because you need to have India needs to have one single market. Then that's what GST is trying to do. And because it's a highly digitalized system, so what's happening is the formal part of the economy, it has helped. So everything coming in, getting covered by GST, or most of it getting covered in by GST, the government knows what's going on in the economy. You're getting the data, you're encouraging, you're nudging the formal economy to grow.
Absolutely.
So the parallel economy that we had, that issue, that obviously is getting countered, and you're just plugging the escape routes. So what's going to happen is every time the government wants to do a policy change or policy tweaking, it can make those changes on real-time data and can see real-time effects. So GST is not just about fiscal federalism or sharing of revenue. It used to happen in the past, but it's a much larger thing that's happening, and where the monitoring and tracking and data and acting on data has become much, much more efficient and much better.
And these figures are also a reflection of the trend being upward, northwards in private consumption.
Yeah, that probably the jury would be out. We'll probably need more evidence to that effect. There is evidence that consumption in certain areas is up. So if you look at vehicle purchases, I believe the data that's come out is indicating that the auto sector has done pretty well in two wheelers and some other segments. So SUVs we have done well. So there would be some areas in consumption which would have done well, but it's pretty much people like me would expect government investment, like IMF said, to play a very important role in our GDP growth. So probably private sector investment might just follow up a little later. And a key part of the consumption, since you're talking about consumption, would be the rural consumption. So we need a pretty decent monsoon this time, which from the looks of it, that's what has been forecast. And we need the rural incomes to go up in a healthy way, so that the consumption was a pressure area which needs to get relieved by a good monsoon.
ایک نظر ایشیا اور یورپ کے بازار پر. جاپان کا نکی سوچکانک 0.34% کی گراوٹ کے ساتھ 38,274 پہ بند ہوئے. یورپیہ بازار میں انتیم سماچار ملنے تک لندن کا فٹسی 0.21% کی بڑھت کے ساتھ کاروبار کر رہا تھا. مزدور دیوس کے اوکاش کے کارن ایشیا اور یورپ کے ادھکتر شیئر بازار بند تھے. جب تک کہ سونو جو ہیں یو ایس مارکیٹ کا کچھ حال بتائیں. ایک تھوڑا سا ہمارے جو شروتاؤں کو سمجھائیے کہ مزدور دیوس کے کارن لگ بھگ بازار جو ہیں وہ بند رہ رہے ہیں, جاپان اور یہ کا جو نکی ہے اور فٹسی ہے یہ دونوں کھلا ہوا ہے, تھوڑا سا اس میں سمجھائیے کیا اس کا.
دیکھیے آج وشو کی جو مارکیٹس ہیں, اسٹاک مارکیٹس ہیں, وہ ان کی ساری کے سبوں کی نظریں امریکہ کی طرف ہے. آج فیڈرل ریزرو کی ایف او ایم سی میٹنگ ہوئی ہے, تو اس میں وہ بیاج در کے بارے میں کیا کرنے والے ہیں وہاں پہ نظریں وہاں پہ ٹکی ہوئی ہیں. اب یہ کافی کچھ جو پیچھے ان کے جو اکانومی کے آنکڑے نکلے ہیں اس سے یہ نظر آ رہا ہے کہ وہ جو مدرا سفیتی میں جو پرگتی کی امید کر رہے تھے, اور جس سے لوگ مارکیٹ امید کر رہی تھی کہ آگے چل کے فیڈرل ریزرو ایک کٹوتی کرے گا, وہ ہوتا ہوا نظر نہیں آ رہا ہے. تو اس سے ایک جو گلوبل انویسٹرز ہیں جو وشو میں الگ الگ جگہ میں نویش کرتے ہیں, وہ اب تھوڑا سا آج دیکھیں گے کہ کیا کامنٹری رہتی, کیا نرنے رہتا ہے. کوئی چینج کی امید نہیں کی جا رہی, پر کامنٹری کیا رہتی ہے, فیڈرل ریزرو اس کو کیسے دیکھتا ہے, کیونکہ وہ سب سے بڑا اکانومی ہے by great distance. تو وہ کیا کریں گے, کیونکہ ان کے نرنے کے حساب سے سب سے بڑے انویسٹرز جو ہیں وہ کریں گے. پر آلریڈی جو بات چیت ہو رہی ہے وہ یہ ہے کہ وہ امریکن مارکیٹس میں جو اوور اگر ایکسپوز ہیں وہ تھوڑا تھوڑا کر کے کچھ بھارت, ویتنام, انڈونیشیا جیسے مارکیٹس میں کی طرف تھوڑا سا وہ بیلنس شاید کریکٹ کر کے وہ کریں. تو ہمارے لیے ابھی कुछ जो हाल ही के कुछ दिन हैं, शायद हमें वहां पे बेनिफिट मिल सकता है
जी।
सो एज यू सेड यू नो दिस इज द बिगेस्ट ट्रिगर नाउ द यूएस फेड मीटिंग विच इज ड्यू टू टेक प्लेस टुडे। बिफोर वी मूव टू द यूएस मार्केट्स आई वुड यू नो लाइक टू लाइक योर कमेंट ऑन आईएमएफ्स कमेंट्री वेयर दे हैव इंक्रीज्ड एशियाज यू नो इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ फोरकास्ट एंड दे हैव ऑल्सो साइटेड चाइना पॉजिटिवली सेइंग दैट देयर विल बी लॉट ऑफ सपोर्ट फ्रॉम द पॉलिसी स्टिमुलस देयर। सो यू फील दैट China will continue to be one of the drivers of the economy, world economy.
No doubt about it. So, no, look at the kind of role it plays in manufacturing and global trade. It's so phenomenal. It's in such a position that there is no replacement or substitution in the near term. So while we might be countries like India, Indonesia, and Vietnam, of course. They might show progress, but to replace that, you know, that whole infrastructure, whether it's skilled manpower, manufacturing capacity, you know, the capital, the logistics, it is of a different league altogether. So it, other countries and other people will take a little bit of time to catch up out there. So, and also let's not forget, China is about $19 trillion economy. I might be getting it a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. Now, just get a sense of the distance between us and them. So, even if they grow by 5%, the amount that they are adding on even 5% of 9 trillion, right, 19 trillion, it's a pretty awesome figure.
So definitely, as you're saying that in the global supply chain, China has a very important part, and it has been very important, and it will continue to be important, as you said. But definitely, the supply chain disruptions which happened during the COVID period or after the geopolitical tensions, they have definitely sensitized, you feel, the world to creating alternate supply chains, and that is going to benefit India, as we have seen in our mobile phones. You know, from importers, we have become exporters, and we are seeing the same results in many other sectors also.
Oh yes, absolutely. There is no doubt. Wherever there is not going to be very entry barrier in terms of high technology, you know, medium at the lower and medium mid level technology products, there it is not going to be so tough. So you know, you can expect India at some point to do breakthroughs in terms of even storage batteries, you know. So a lot of good work is happening in our country out there. Solar panels, you can look at that in great, because when you're going to make that kind of effort, you know, there would be people who would want to do compete and compete successfully. So all these things which we were not doing in the past is going to happen. But if somebody is saying that we are going to start designing and fabricating very small chips, now that has got a tough nut to crack, because you know, there are very few people, you know, players in the world who can do it. So some things we will be able to do. There will be quite a few things we will not be able to do very quickly, but that doesn't mean we will stop trying. And eventually you will see our sheer talent and the sheer size that we have, we will end up surprising ourselves. And then we're going to look back and say, we never thought we could do this, and we have actually done it.
Yes.
And in this region only, Europe also, the figures have come out for Jan March quarter, and there is positive growth, 0.3% growth. So you know, the last two quarters it was minus 0.1%. So you feel that recession fear has been sort of overcome there. Germany has also shown better figures.
Yeah, I think the player who's doing well is possibly Italy. And Germany, let's not forget, in terms of energy, which is a critical input in manufacturing and doing things, used to come from Russia. So, you know, even overnight you cannot change. Basically, the point that you mentioned, you know, supply chain. So, you know, overnight if you are asked to change your energy sources, tough. UK didn't have energy storage facilities for long. And, you know, they were used to these pipelines and other things. So, supply chain resilience is important. You will start storing things. The banking and financing, working capital management and everything, they are becoming important. Logistics is becoming important. It's becoming very different. It's becoming high tech, and you have to figure out how you're going to store things, how you're going to ship things. So all those things have changed altogether. You know, it's getting transformed. And what's true for the West is also true for us.
let's look at the U.S. market and then continue this discussion. Key U.S. stocks ended lower yesterday as investors assessed economic indicators revealing increased labor expenses and declining consumer sentiment, coinciding with a pivotal Federal Reserve policy meeting focused on interest rate direction. The S&P 500 lost 1.56%, NASDAQ Composite declined 2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.47%. You were mentioning that all eyes are on U.S. Fed meeting, which is to begin today. It will obviously be focused on interest rate direction, the interest of the investors. What do you think? What indications will come forth, or will an interest rate cut come?
Well, people have given up the hope of an interest rate cut soon, but there are lots of people who are still talking about a cut happening at some point this year. So it's not going to happen in the next 2-3 months, that's for sure, because you're not getting that softening up of inflation, softening up of the labor market, things that typically will urge a Federal Reserve kind of a body to make those changes. Sometimes if things are getting sorted out on their own, that's another piece of wisdom that people are coming up with. If things are getting sorted out on their own, why would you even do a rate cut? You'll wait.
Why not go on with the status quo?
Go on with the status quo. So all kinds of thoughts are there, but it's worth seeing this in a slightly longer term background, Sonu. The West has not been used to high inflation, or whatever inflation you call it. This is high by this, very high by this standard, what they saw. So they are not, they're policymakers, they're people, they are not used to it. We have gone through periods of ups and downs because primarily the supply has always been, you know, catching up with our demand, you know, and that's typically the case with economies like ours. So in that backdrop, you know, they will always say things like we want to be data driven, we want to be careful and all that, because the public, the policymakers, the monetary authority, they're out of practice. It hasn't happened. So they want to be very sure that, you know, the beast, they have tamed the beast before they, you know, say everything is clear.
So what kind of impact you're expecting on the stock markets, not only the U.S. market and the other international markets, but also the Indian market?
Yeh dhyan mein rakhte hue ki Israel aur Hamas ke beech jo hai yuddh viram ki ek aasayan jagi hai aur yeh baithak ho raha hai to
dekhiye, agar aisa jo political, agar temporary bhi reprieve hota hai कि वो कहते हैं 40 दिन के लिए करेंगे या 2 महीने 3 महीने के लिए, वो भी एक बाउंस मिलेगा, उसमें भी एक पॉजिटिविटी कमोडिटी मार्केट्स में, ऑयल के मार्केट्स में, दूसरे एनर्जी मार्केट्स में, सब में ही, गोल्ड के प्राइसेस में, सोने के दामों में भी आप पाएंगे, तो एक बाउंस तो आएगा, देयर इज नो डाउट, क्योंकि उसमें जैसे जब भी ये आर्म्ड कॉन्फ्लिक्ट होती हैं एक अनिश्चितताएं आती हैं, तो स्टॉक मार्केट में जब आप करें, बिकॉज वो एक हाई रिस्क इन्वेस्टमेंट है, आपको विजिबिलिटी ढूंढते हैं कि रेवेन्यू और प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी की विजिबिलिटी क्या दिख रहा है, जो आपको दिख नहीं रहा फिर उस पर आप पैसे नहीं लगा सकते, दिख रहा है मतलब क्या लगता है कि कितना क्या अच्छा चांस है कि फ्यूचर में जाके आपको आपके लिए रिवॉर्डिंग होगा कि नहीं, तो ये अगर ऐसा रहता है तो एक तो ये है कि जैसे सोनू ने बताया यूरोप की तरफ कई इंटरनेशनल इन्वेस्टर्स जो हैं थोड़ा सा एलोकेशन बढ़ा देंगे, फिर इमर्जिंग मार्केट जैसे भारत है, वियतनाम है, इंडोनेशिया, उन मार्केट्स की तरफ वो देखेंगे, थोड़ा सा वो कर देंगे, इसका मतलब अमेरिका का जो वर्चस्व है इम्पोर्टेंस कम नहीं हो जाएगा, जस्ट जिसे री एलोकेशन रोटेशन कहते हैं, ज्योग्राफिकल रोटेशन, वो होता हुआ नजर आ सकता है, पर फिर मान लीजिए डॉलर स्ट्रेंथन कर जाता है, बेहतर कर जाता है, फिर आपके उनके डेट मार्केट्स में जा सकता है, तो ये तो डायनामिक प्ले चलता रहेगा।
टॉकिंग ऑफ री एलोकेशन, ऑल्दो द इंडियन मार्केट्स वर क्लोज टुडे ड्यू टू लेबर डे, बट यस्टरडे सेंसेक्स क्रॉस्ड 75,000 ड्यूरिंग द डे एट वन पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, एंड निफ्टी हैड ऑल्सो हिट इट्स ऑल टाइम पीक एट वन पॉइंट यस्टरडे, सो इंडियन मार्केट्स आर ऑलरेडी यू नो near their all-time highs. You feel that the FIIs will continue to show faith in our markets?
Yeah, I mean, periodically they can take money away. But what's happening, Sonu, is also this, that our domestic investments, domestic investors, those retail investors, all they come there because of their constant investments that are happening. They actually keep a floor. They don't let the market correct too much. So their confidence is so much, and because investments have become much easier through the mobile, a lot of people who are doing it through the mobile, and you see the number of DMAT accounts, number of SIP portfolios, they are all showing very healthy figures. So by and large, if you were to do an optimism survey in India and many other countries, you will find Indians being more optimistic financially. Yes, there will be pockets, and very large pockets at that, where people may not be as bullish. But then we are a large country. But, you know, you need a certain mass to move the markets. And we have that huge mass. So, to give you a sense, by 2030, 100 million people will be hugely affluent in our country. Yeah. Now, that's double the size of many large European countries. So that when you have that kind of power, I mean, 100 million is nothing compared to 1.4 billion. But to move a market, that's mammoth. So that is the kind of power, you know, Indian retail investors are wielding now.
जाहिर तौर पे एक अच्छी खबर है, कमर्शियल गैस सिलेंडर आज से 19 रुपए सस्ता हो गया है। इंडियन ऑयल की वेबसाइट के अनुसार मूल्य संशोधन के बाद 19 किलोग्राम के बिना सब्सिडी वाले कमर्शियल एलपीजी सिलेंडर की खुदरा बिक्री कीमत दिल्ली में 1745.5 रुपए, कोलकाता में 1859 रुपए, मुंबई में 1698.5 रुपए और चेन्नई में 1911 रुपए होगी। हालांकि घरेलू उपयोग वाले एलपीजी की मौजूदा कीमतें लागू रहेंगी। और आज मजदूर दिवस है, श्रमिकों के योगदान का सम्मान करने के लिए आज अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मजदूर दिवस मनाया जा रहा है। इसे मई दिवस के नाम से भी जाना जाता है। इस दिन का उद्देश्य विश्व में आर्थिक और सामाजिक अधिकारों को प्राप्त करने में श्रमिकों के बलिदान को याद करना है।
Udayan, you know, this is a reminder that labor is one of the major factors of production, and looking after their welfare is very important for a happy and productive workforce.
Oh yes, absolutely. And as we focus on manufacturing and services, the important thing for employers will be to look at benefits, employee benefits, especially pension and health benefits, because these are going to be the issues of the future. Also, Sonu, it's worth pointing out the size of the gig economy, where people are not under roles, that is increasing quite substantially. So, you know, the employers and the government and administration, they'll have to look at ways by which the benefits which regular employees get, they also get covered.
Absolutely.
By them.
And now let's move to commodities. Crude oil slipped more than 1% today, losing ground for a third straight session on hopes of a ceasefire agreement in West Asia. The Brent crude oil futures was down by 1.25% to trade at $85.25, whereas Western Texas Intermediate was lower by 1.38% at $80.80 per barrel when reports last came in. So big relief for crude oil importers like India?
Absolutely, absolutely.
वायदा बाजार में आज सोने की कीमतों में तेजी आई। जून अनुबंध वाला सोना 71 रुपये यानी 0.10% की तेजी के साथ 70,486 रुपये प्रति 10 ग्राम पर कारोबार कर रहा था। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक जुलाई अनुबंध के लिए चांदी 218 रुपये या 0.27% बढ़कर 81,069 रुपये प्रति किलोग्राम पर कारोबार कर रही थी। वैश्विक बाजारों में दिन के कारोबार में सोना कॉमेक्स पर 0.17% की तेजी के साथ $2,306.80 प्रति औंस पर कारोबार कर रहा था। चांदी 0.42% बढ़कर $26 प्रति औंस पर कारोबार कर रही थी।
दिस इज द थर्ड मंथ रनिंग यू नो अप्रैल व्हेन द इंटरनेशनल प्राइसेस हैव रिजन एंड इन अप्रैल दे हैव रिजन मोर देन 3% एंड दे टच्ड अर्लियर दिस मंथ दे टच्ड द रिकॉर्ड हाई ऑफ $2,431.29. सो यू फील द ऑल दिस जियोपॉलिटिकल कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स दे आर कंट्रीब्यूटिंग टू द
सेंट्रल बैंक्स हैव आल्सो बॉट क्वाइट अ बिट ऑफ गोल्ड। सो व्हाट्स हैपेंड इज इट्स नॉट द people like you and me, but it's also central banks. So China's bought, India's bought, so those reports have been coming out. So typically they are not active buyers, but in this case they have done some.
तो उदयन जी मार्केट मंथ में आने और चर्चा के लिए आपका बहुत धन्यवाद.
धन्यवाद.
बिफोर वी क्लोज अ रिमाइंडर ऑफ द हेडलाइंस. जीएसटी कलेक्शन हिट रेकर्ड हाई ऑफ 2.1 लाख करोड़ रुपीज इन अप्रैल दिस ईयर. US stocks settle lower as markets weigh strong wage data and Fed meeting, and oil prices fall over 1% on West Asia ceasefire hopes. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. Till tomorrow, goodbye.
Namaskar.
Market Mantra.